Let me throw a few old names at you that you might remember. Let me throw the name Goldsborough at you. Famous agricultural family in Australia. What about Elder Smith & Co? What about the fact that you actually, at one stage, had Elder Smith Goldsborough Morton Co? Do you remember that? And then, of course, that became Henry Jones IXL. They merged and became Elders IXL. Remember John Elliott in his old days? Elders IXL? Well, I'll tell you what, go back to that name, Mort, that was Elder Smith Goldsborough Mort, one of the biggest agricultural companies in Australia. That family dates all the way back to 1843 when Thomas Sutcliffe Mort established Mort & Co. as an auctioneer and broking business in the bush, selling wool. Well, bring it fast forward to today. The family's still there. Charlie Mort is the proprietor, the boss of Mort & Co., family-owned business, the great-great-great-nephew of Thomas. And I've got to say, now runs what is said to be Australia's biggest independent beef feedlot. 180,000 head of cattle go through each year. And now they're thinking about bringing it to the stock market. Based in Toowoomba, Charlie Mort is on the line right now. G'day, Charlie. How are you going?
Oh, g'day, Ross. Yeah, very good.
So just explain, I mean, the lineage goes all the way back to that 1843 and Thomas Mort. But, I mean, the business is fundamentally different from what he would have ever imagined it.
Oh, yeah, look, that's right, Ross. We the business, as you said, became Elders in the end. And I started up about 19 years ago and really started as a stock and station agent, I guess, and developed through to the feedlot business and built the business up over that time.
And tell me, the beef that are being produced through your feedlots, where are they headed to? The domestic market or the international market?
Oh, look, the international market, that's the, I guess, the biggest market for our type of beef. But certainly domestic, there's a lot of grain-fed beef feeding domestically as well. But there's about 80% of the product goes overseas.
And largely going as chilled beef, is it? Or and is it processed where? Whereabouts is it processed?
Look, southeast Queensland, I guess there's a number of abattoirs up here. But Korea, Japan, Middle East, into America, China, they're all markets that our beef ends up in.
And just explain, the decision to go to the stock market, what was that motivated by? Where did that come about?
Look, I guess we've been growing the business over the last 19 years. I have other shareholders involved in the business now, so it's certainly, I'd like to give them some liquidity as we go forward. This pre-IPO listing or raising at the moment, nobody's taking any money off the table, but it's really just getting it set up for that so that we can raise further funds and grow the business.
And if you grow the business, how many head of cattle do you think you can put through the feedlots?
Well, like you said earlier, we're turning over 180,000 head now. Our nearby plan is to go up to about 225,000. So we expect to be up to that stage sort of in the next 6 to 8 months.
I'll tell you what, it's a great story, also plenty of history as well, but with a modern twist of trying to get it onto the stock market. So it could be said to be worth $175 million. Charlie Mort, the great-great-great-nephew of Thomas Mort himself and the boss of Mort & Co. Great to have you on the program.